Chapter 12 Product Life Cycle. Product Life Cycle and Related Concepts. What does Product Life Cycle mean? Product Life Cycle is the series of stages a product goes through over time in terms of variations in the rate of sales. More precisely, products more or less go through five stages, starting from the initial design of the product, and ending with a decline in demand and a reduction or elimination of profitability. The five stages of the product life cycle are as follows. 1. The initial engineering of the product, where the rate of sales is zero. Some sources might not include this stage. 2. The introduction of the product into the market, where the rate of sales is usually relatively low. 3. The growth, in terms of increasing rates of sales. 4. Maturity, where the rate of sales reaches a peak and it is stabilized. This is usually the most profitable stage in the product lifecycle. 5. Decline, where the rate of sales and profit diminish. These five stages will be discussed in detail under the following subheadings. 1. The initial engineering of the product. At this stage the product is being designed, and then factory facilities must be set up. A marketing plan, with an outline of planned advertising and distribution channels should also be involved. All of this involves investment, and at this stage there of course is no profit or negative profit and the rate of sales is of course zero. The stage of the product life cycle can be thought of as the zero point. Sometimes, during this stage the manufacturer may obtain publicity for the product by providing news releases to the mass media. This often happens with the development of new medications and technology. 2. The introduction of the product into the market. At this point the rate of sales is usually relatively low, because the consumers may not be familiar with the product. There will probably be no profit at this point, because it takes time and many sales to recover the development costs. The price of the product might be relatively high when it is introduced, especially if the manufacturer is trying to recover high research and development costs, such as for a new medication or an electronic technology. However, certain products might be introduced into the market at a relatively low price. This is especially the case if there are competing products on the market and the development costs are low. This usually applies to low-priced household item, such as a new brand of soap, toothpaste, or mouthwash. When a product is first introduced, a large amount of advertising might be necessary to persuade the consumer to try the product. If the product is a new type of medicine or technology, the advertising might also inform the consumer about the utility of the product. Sometimes, consumers do not even know what a new product is used for, or what it does. In this regard, the advertising can educate the consumer. If the product is truly unique, the manufacturer might be able to obtain free publicity from the news media. 3. The growth, in terms of increasing rates of sales. At the growth stage in the life cycle of a product, the rate of sales is increasing. If the initial development cost for the product was low, there may also be some profit. However, for most products, the stage is too early to recover the development costs, and there probably will not be any true profit, even if the product is in great demand. For maturity, where the rate of sales is stabilized. The maturity stage in the product life cycle is a point where the rate of sales is stabilized, and if the product is successful, the rate of sales will be relatively high. By this stage there also might be a high rate of profit, because the manufacturer probably recovered the development costs. Advertising at this stage might be focused on maintaining the high rate of sales. This might involve advertisements that essentially remind the consumer of the existence and utility of the product. That is, in the maturity stage, the consumers are most likely quite familiar with the product, and it may not be necessary to educate them about the utility of the product. 5. Decline, where the rate of sales and profit diminish. During the decline stage of the product life cycle, the rate of sales is declining, and profitability is diminishing. This can happen for many reasons, such as a great deal of competition from other companies, a reduction in consumer demand as a result of changes in style or culture, and the introduction of superior products or technology into the marketplace. With medications, the decline stage can be partly the result of competition after the patent right period has expired. However, the introduction of superior medications into the marketplace is probably the most significant factor in the decline stage of most medications. With various types of technology, the decline stage is often the result of the introduction of superior technology. This is especially the case with computers and other electronic equipment. However, the decline stage usually is advantageous to the manufacturers and resellers, if they keep up to date with the new technologies. The reason for this is consumers usually want to purchase the new technologies, even if their old equipment is still functioning well. With clothing, the decline stage is very often the result of changes in style. However, unlike the above examples, the decline stage may be intentionally precipitated by clothing designers and manufacturers. The reason for this is consumers often want to purchase the new styles, even if their old clothing is in good condition. Some consumers may feel that it is absolutely necessary to keep up with the latest styles, and might feel obligated to buy the newest and most fashionable clothing. From the above, it should be obvious that the decline stage can be advantageous to the manufacturer and resellers, if they can adjust to the changes in consumer demands. This may involve discontinuing the older products, and manufacturing and selling the newer products. However, there are situations where it is very difficult or impossible for a manufacturer or reseller to adjust to a changing marketplace. A good example of this is the horse and buggy, which at one time was an extremely popular product, and it was a primary means of transporting people and products from one point to another. The automobile has almost totally replaced this product. However, there are still horse and buggies used for recreational purposes, which can be seen in Central Park. This product may decline even further, because of pressure from some residents and motorists who want to outlaw horse and buggies in the Central Park area because of the traffic and sanitation problems that they cause. Strategies to deal with the declining stages of a product. There are a number of strategies to deal with the reduction in sales and profitability of a product in its declining stages. As was explained above, for some manufacturers and sellers, this is not a problem. They simply discontinue the old product and sell the new products that are in demand. When the declining stage of a product is problematic for a company, they can look for additional markets. This can involve selling the product to people in other nations throughout the world. The simplest strategy to deal with products in their declining stage is to continue to sell them perhaps at a lower price until there is no more profit, then discontinued them. To do this optimally, production costs should be minimized. This will involve a reduction in the size of production facilities as sales decline. It may even involve outsourcing the manufacturing of the product to a small company. When this is done, it is possible to satisfy the needs of a very small market and still make a profit. Another strategy is to modify the old product. This can involve new packaging and advertising, perhaps with a price reduction. It can also involve adding new features to the product itself. This simply involves making improvements in the old product. Another strategy is to find niche markets for the product that is in the declining stage. It may not always be feasible for a company to do this, but when it is, it might be quite lucrative. For example, the old products that have been used for transportation for centuries have reached their declining stage from 1895 to 1910. This includes horses, horse buggies, horseshoes, and a number of other products. However, these products are still sold today to niche markets. The same situation applies to gas lamps and oil lamps. They reached their declining stage many years ago, and have been considered obsolete after electricity and electric light bulbs became widely available. However, there are still niche markets that use these lamps for decorative purposes. Concluding ideas on the concept of the product life cycle. If we represent the product life cycle on a graph, it will start on zero, rise upward, reach a maximum height, then decline, and it will eventually reach the zero point. This curve and the concept of the product life cycle is an imperfect theoretical model. That is, all products do not follow the same variations in the rate of sales that is represented by the product life cycle. Some products are introduced into the market with a low rate of sales that does not increase over time. Products of this nature are generally unprofitable and are quickly discontinued. There are products that have many fluctuations in the rate of sales over time. Actually, all products start from a zero rate of sales, followed by fluctuations in the rate of sales, and the zero point is reached when the product is discontinued. This is a more general and realistic concept than the product life cycle. However, The fluctuations in sales of a product very often do approximate the concept of the product life cycle. All of the above raises the question, what is the duration of the fluctuations in the rate of sales, from the time a product is introduced, until it is discontinued? The durations involved with the stages of a product life cycle are generally not predictable. It is always possible, of course, to estimate, make educated guesses, but as stated above, the concept of the product life cycle is an imperfect theoretical model. This is primarily because the rate of sales is dependent on human behavior. That is, a large number of individuals decide for many reasons to buy or not to buy a product. If you want more information on the product life cycle, see the following websites. Websites on the product life cycle. Search phrase with Google product life cycle, www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals percent 22 product plus life plus cycle percent 22. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in the dialog box, after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. www.quickba.com web link words on website the product lifecycle. www.netmba.com web link words on website the product lifecycle. www.rowan.sdsu.edu/370/notes/11/index.html words on website product lifecycle. Encyclopedia.farlex.com web link plus life plus cycle plus management words on website the stages through which a product passes from development to being withdrawn from the market. www.12manage.com web link words on website the product lifecycle.